This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That one time I accidentally recorded to the cloud freaked me out.
When I was like 6 years old, things were going great.
It'll be great as long as people like White Lotus.
I want to talk about it.
Hey there, and welcome to Off Bites. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lauren. On these episodes, we dive deep into strange stories that we don't have time to get to in our longer episodes. And while looking through recent news for these, I found a lot of stories were pretty dark. We're in a kind of depressing news cycle currently. So I tried to select some relatively lighthearted ones.
I don't know if lighthearted is the word I would use for all of these. Some of them may be a little scary when it comes to data, and some other ones just uncomfortable.
True. It was tough, I have to tell you. It wasn't a lot of lighthearted news currently, but I tried. So we've got some alarming news for people who have used 23andMe, as well as a story about a new liquid robot that might remind you of a Terminator 2 character.
We've also got a lawsuit over an airplane bathroom and a 911 call over ice cream.
Before we dive in, we always want to hear our listeners' comments or story ideas. You can send them to me on X, where I'm at LaurenBerry91. Our host, Mike Rogers, is at KRLD Mike Rogers. And you can also email us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com.
And on X, I'm at Chris C. Blake.
So the first story we're going to look into today is kind of anxiety-inducing. It's about the genealogy company 23andMe, which, if you didn't know about them, you send in your like DNA data and they, you know, are able to find relatives and tell you about your genetics. It became like a news item in, let me pull this other story up. I remembered this from a while ago. It was in the news when they caught the Golden State Killer, and they actually used data that had been submitted to this 23andMe company to find this guy after decades of him being a serial killer in California, which is pretty interesting. But now the company has filed for bankruptcy, or it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the CEO has resigned from her position. And they might be bought by another company. This has led people to be really anxious about what's going to happen with all this genetic data that they've submitted. We've got a quote here from a professor from San Jose University who studies technology and cybersecurity. He talked to one of Odyssey's radio stations about this whole thing. And he said that if they're bought by another company, like, what's going to happen to this data from 14 million users? He said that most companies don't have unique data like this, like health information and the types of medications people are on, what they're allergic to. And he doesn't think other companies are actually going to be interested in it. He thinks that countries will be interested in it. He said countries who don't like the United States would maybe be interested in seeing the genetic map of the country. So, Chris, what do you think about this? Have you ever sent your DNA to one of these companies like 23andMe? Are you worried about it getting in the hands of enemies of the United States?
My first thought was that Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg would want the information. But now that it's just China and Russia, that makes me feel so much better.
I think all of the above, maybe. I feel like, you know, if we already think targeted ads are bad, what if they know like your entire genetic makeup?
You might be getting ads targeted for something that you don't even know you need.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I hate it.
I don't like that. I've never done one of these. I actually kind of wanted to, but whether it's 23andMe or I can't remember the name of the other one, but I always thought they would be cool. But now I'm like, this raises a good point. If the company goes away, where does that information go?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. I also thought it would be kind of interesting, like, oh, you know, how much, you know, where are my ancestors from? Are they from Southern Europe or Northern Europe? But I think I'm okay with not knowing about it. I would prefer to not have my DNA floating out there for companies or countries to look at.
See, I just Googled it because it was bothering me, but it's the ancestry one. I think that I would feel a little better about my info being out there than I would for 23andMe.
Agreed. I love to watch the show Finding Your Roots. I don't know if you've ever watched that, like celebrities go on and they like do a research about their family members.
I have not.
I would feel more comfortable with the host of that show. He seems like a legit dude. I think he would protect my genetic data, but who knows? I'm not a celebrity though. So
I was gonna say, we'll make sure you can get the one guy to do your ancestry thing.
Just that one guy.
Yeah. Our next story takes place in the air. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Tulum took a strange turn because a passenger says the pilot dragged him out of the bathroom and exposed him while he was naked to the other passengers. The 20-year-old passenger said he was targeted for his Orthodox Jewish faith. United has not yet responded to the claim, but the passenger says he was in the bathroom at the back of the plane for about 20 minutes because he was constipated when a flight attendant woke up the person he was traveling with and asked that he go get him from the bathroom. The traveling companion told the flight attendants about the constipation and said the man would be out soon. 10 minutes later, he says the staff began yelling at him to leave the bathroom. The pilot then reportedly got involved and broke open the lock on the bathroom and pulled the man out with his pants still down around his ankles. And the pilot forced him back into his seat while making disparaging remarks about Jews. This is all according to the passenger. United has not yet commented, and we don't have their side of the story. But either way, this is quite the scene on a flight. It did apparently get to and from its destination without having to make an emergency landing or anything like that for unruly passengers. But I'm always nervous when I fly about being on one of those flights that ends up in the news because of some crazy stuff happening. And I think this would qualify.
Oh, it definitely would. You know, I haven't been on a plane in a minute, but I've never been on a flight where crazy stuff happens, luckily. Like, I've sat next to some, like, weird people sometimes, but, like, I don't know. I hear about it in the news a lot, but I've never experienced it.
I mean, I think it's very possible that it could happen. But I mean, I guess if you play the percentages, like there are thousands of flights every day. So the odds of being on one of these is not high, but certainly possible, especially in the last 2 months when it's like 50% of the flights make emergency landings.
Yeah, it's this scary time to fly for numerous reasons. But I feel like there aren't like, I try to limit my time in the airplane bathroom just because it's like not great to be in them. And I feel like anybody in there for an extended period of time, like they probably need it.
People definitely get air sick.
They do.
I would much rather them be in the bathroom than throwing up in that little paper bag next to me.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if it's coming out the other end, and they're like sitting next to me. I'm like, buddy, go sit in the bathroom. Don't sit by me. Take care of yourself.
I mean, I guess the only thing would be, from a safety standpoint, the flight attendants would have to get you back to your seat for landing, because they probably can't have somebody not strapped in.
True.
On the, as you descend.
Yeah, that would be true. But I mean, you circle around a little bit.
Suck it up for 30 minutes.
So the next story is one I actually found over the weekend. It's this research paper out of South Korea where scientists have developed a liquid robot. They even compared the robot in their press release to the character T-1000 from Terminator 2 Judgment Day. So that's like a robot that can turn into liquid. It also reminded me of this show from the 90s called Alex Mack, where she kind of turns into like silver goo. But I thought this was really interesting. It doesn't seem like something that would exist in real life, but I guess it does. There has previously been things created called soft robots, where they like cover water with nanoparticles. Exactly how this all happens, you know, is not my expertise. I'm definitely not a scientist, but they're able to do it. And with this one, they actually change stuff up a little bit. They covered an ice cube with nanoparticles and then like melted it, so it has this flexibility. They said that if you drop it, it has, it acts like a droplet of water. It won't break, and it can move on water. It can move on land. So I thought this was super fascinating. They are hoping to use it in medical applications, like in surgery or to deliver medicines to people. But I know that you also shared it on social media. So what caught your attention about the story?
I think it's kind of scary. I don't know if I want robots that can go inside people's bodies.
Yeah, that's definitely like science fiction material. What are you afraid that they would do?
I think maybe I am naive enough, and maybe there's some validity to it, to fall for the idea that robots could ultimately just become independent and do their own thing.
I was going to say, I did another article about research that was kind of saying that it seems like AI is going to be able to replicate itself and like turn itself back on if it gets turned off. And they're really afraid about that. I don't know like what the compatibility with artificial intelligence technology and this little liquid robot is. Like, I don't know if those things can talk to each other yet, but all of this stuff happening is a little scary. You know, you could be taken over by a robot.
I mean, if we're worried about AI turning itself on and off, maybe we just pump the brakes a little bit.
That's what I say. I'm old school. I don't like to use AI to write, and I don't like the Google answers with AI because they're always wrong. So I'm in favor of pumping the brakes.
I'll use AI to help me with some work tasks every once in a while. But the...
Really? I've never got it to like work with me well. It just takes my time more than me doing it myself.
But the Google results are mostly wrong most of the time.
Yeah. And I'm like, are people, I like hope kids aren't taking that seriously, but I feel like they definitely
are. Because absolutely. Because I'll look something up and read whatever Google says, and then I'll scroll down to the first couple articles and be like, this is not the same as what these actual legitimate sources say.
It'll be like actually the very opposite. And I'm like, how did Google AI get this answer? Anyway, it's
probably got it from Reddit or something.
Anyway, I hope that the soft robot or the liquid robot doesn't allow artificial intelligence to take over humans. Hope they just use it for nice, normal medical procedures.
Well-meaning doctors. Our last story today has to do with a four-year-old calling the police on his mom. The transcript of the 911 call says, "My mommy's being bad. Come and get my mommy." This happened in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, where a four-year-old called the police because his mom was eating ice cream and hadn't given him any. A fair reason to call the police, in my opinion. Police questioned him at the scene and he reported that he didn't want to press charges. All he wanted was ice cream. So 2 weeks later, the police returned and brought the 4-year-old some ice cream. While some people thought it set a dangerous precedent, others applauded the move. And according to police body cam footage, an officer told the 4-year-old not to call 911 again unless it's an emergency. The 4-year-old did initially insist on an arrest, but eventually relented and say that his mom could stay home. This is a cute story and kind of reminds me of a time when I remembered very clearly, I don't know how old I was, probably like in elementary school. And when you're a kid and you just like pick up a phone and start hitting buttons on it, like all of a sudden, like we were in one of the bedrooms and all of a sudden, like the police showed up at the house and apparently we had hit 911.
Oh my.
And got in a little bit of trouble.
Aw. So it reminded me too of a childhood faux pas. I didn't like sprinkles when I was a kid and we went to Dunkin' Donuts and got some donuts and I looked inside the bag that was mine and I screamed because there were sprinkles on my donuts and my mom like almost crashed the car from this situation. She was like, is something wrong? Is there a bug? And I'm like, no, it's just sprinkles. She still is a little bit upset at me about it. She'll bring it up occasionally.
Not an overreaction at all.
Not an overreaction at all. I have since warmed up to sprinkles, actually. I don't mind them. I don't scream.
It's good to know. You can just look away and be fine with it?
Yeah. Or sometimes I even eat them. I know.
Wow.
Crazy.
Progress.
Really big step.
I don't think learning to like sprinkles is the same as learning to like broccoli, but close enough.
I actually liked broccoli a lot when I was a kid. Yes to broccoli, no to sprinkles. I'm a strange person.
A parent's dream.
So do your parents bring up the 911 incident?
No.
No, it's just like lurking in your...
I think it's just seared in my memory, yeah.
Important question. Now, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Usually something with chocolate chips in it, either mint chocolate chip or cookies and cream or something like that.
Solid answer.
I tend to like more, this goes across the board for more foods, like with sandwiches and like toppings and stuff. I'm usually like a more...
You like a lot of stuff.
Better. Yeah, too. Like if I like ice cream, like the places that they do it on like a slab.
You can put a bunch of candy like
mix in Oreos, yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah,
I agree.
What about you?
Yeah, like cookie dough, one of my favorites. I like the cookies and cream. Rocky Road, big fan of.
It's a good one.
With the marshmallows inside. So yeah, I like...
I'd say the one flavor I like that doesn't have a lot of stuff in it is coffee flavor ice cream. But maybe you know the answer to this. Does it have caffeine in it? Because I'm always afraid to have it at night because I'm like, what if this keeps me up?
I think it probably has a little bit of caffeine, but like not enough to make a difference, I don't think. I think they probably put instant coffee in it.
Not as much as actually drinking coffee?
Yeah. I don't... maybe if they're giving it to kids, maybe they might put decaf instant coffee in there.
Be fine with whatever. Still tastes the same.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Off Bites. I hope that nobody tries to steal your ice cream and that you're not attacked by liquid robots. Chris, anything to add?
China and Russia probably have your DNA.
Ending on a positive note.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Subscribe through the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.